I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Psalm 128, verse 1. Dear God, I know fruit springs from trees rooted in you. I pray that you would plant me in you tonight. As my body sinks into the bed, I want to feel like a branch firmly attached to the tree. Ground my soul like the roots of a mighty oak entrenched deep in your truth. I want to walk in faithful fear of you, so the fruit would sprout from my life and last unto the ages. I want to rest, assured that my life has left a lasting legacy, a legacy of love, faithfulness, and courage. When I draw my final breath and enter eternally into your rest, I want to be assured that my life had meaning. Start now, O God. Draw the best out of me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes. Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's sleep psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 128. Lie down flat on your back with your knees bent and your head elevated. Relax your neck and shoulders. Place one hand with the palm facing downward on your chest and one hand on your belly. Practice taking deep belly breaths to increase the oxygen flow to your heart. Take a deep cleansing breath through your nose. Feel your belly expand and your chest remain still. Feel the air being sucked in through the lungs, moving downward into your belly. Purse your lips and exhale slowly through your mouth. Feel your belly fall and relax as you breathe out. Continue to take deep breaths through your nose, releasing the air through your mouth. Feel your heart slow down with each breath. With your next breath, focus on releasing the stress and anxiety from today. Know the Lord is willing to give you rest to refresh your mind, body, and soul tonight. With your next exhale, let go of any anxious thoughts. Clear your mind to prepare to receive God's word. Take another deep breath. Feel the stress in your muscles and joints. Exhale slowly and release the tension in your body. Relax your neck and shoulders. Rest your hands gently by your side. Close your eyes and focus on listening to God's word. Psalm 128 from the King James Version says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The psalmist calls those who walk with the Lord blessed. He tells us those who fear the Lord and obey him will eat the fruit of their labor and be prosperous in everything they do. Their household and everyone in it will be blessed because of their faith. Tonight, put your trust in the Lord and commit to walking with him, and you will find satisfaction in his provision and peace in his presence. Take a deep breath. Lift everything you have to God. Lift everyone you hold dear to the Father. Exhale slowly and surrender your possessions and your family to the Lord. Relinquish your control and allow him to provide for your needs. As you surrender to the Lord, feel a weight leave your shoulders, relaxing your body and mind. Acknowledge any unconfessed sin. Ask for the Lord's forgiveness. Ask him to help you follow him and obey his commandments. Breathe in his mercy and love. Breathe out your guilt and shame. Know the Lord will continue to bless you as long as you continue to turn to him. Think of all the ways God has blessed you with his provision. Thank him for the good gifts he has given you. Thank him for the favor he has poured upon you and your family. Thank him for your family and friends. Think of a person who loves the Lord deeply. Pray God will bless them and their family. Pray he will give them good health and provide for their needs. Lay your requests before the Lord. Lift your fears and worries to him. Lift your needs and wants to him. Continue to follow him as you wait expectantly for him to act on your behalf. Know he will bless those who seek him. Pray for God to lead your family and guide you down his path. Pray he will put his word on your heart and on the hearts of your loved ones. Pray for God to preserve your family through many generations. Pray he will help you pass your faith on to the next generation in your family. Pray for God to bless you and your family with his provision and peace. Pray he will fill your heart with his joy and help you rest in him tonight. Breathe in and out slowly. Breathe in his peace. Breathe out the tension in your body. With your next exhale, feel his peace spread throughout your body, warming your heart, quieting your mind, softening your body. In this sweet surrender, close your eyes and drift off to sleep, thinking about the goodness of God and the power of his peace.